Continuing drought conditions are bringing food shortages and malnutrition to the Sahel, the region of Africa due south of the Sahara Desert, stretching from the Atlantic Ocean to the Red Sea. One of the countries affected in the region is Niger. Nick Harrop from the UK-based Catholic aid agency CAFOD has just returned from the country and spoke to Lydia O'Kane about the situation there.
You have just come back from Niger, one of these zones in that Sahel region. First of all, tell us what you saw.
Well, I've just come back from Niger, where I went to some really remote rural communities, and people told me that this was the worst food crisis they could remember. So worse than the crises that hit Niger in 2010 or 2005. The harvest that should be feeding people all year has completely failed last year. So food stocks are already empty and people are really struggling to cope.
You mentioned there the harvest situation. Are there other mitigating factors here as well?
Yeah, the main reason for the food crisis is that the harvest in October 2011 failed really badly because of a lack of rainfall and in some areas because of pest infestations. And as a result of that, food prices are incredibly high for the time of year, in some areas double what they should be. And to make matters worse, there's conflict in some areas in northern Mali, which means that people have been forced to leave their homes. About 25,000 people have crossed into Niger, into an area that's already experiencing really severe food shortages, and that's just adding to the problems.
With regard to the people, how are they being helped? What are they living on? What are they doing?
Well, I met Mintu, who was a grandmother looking after five grandchildren. And she'd already run out of food, which should be lasting her until October. And the way she put it to me was, she said, "I have 7 months in the darkness." She just didn't know what she was going to do for the next 7 months. She was foraging for firewood so she could sell it at the local market. She was trying to make things she could sell. I mean, people are amazingly resilient trying to get by, but it's a disaster that's going to affect a lot of people unless aid agencies and international agencies do something about it in the next few weeks.
Do you think the international community has paid enough attention? We did have recently a call by the United Nations, the different agencies, but do you think not enough is being done?
I think not enough has been done yet. Some of the aid agencies got criticised last year for responding late to the East Africa crisis. This year is different. Governments like the government of Niger announced early on that there was going to be a food crisis, and aid agencies are doing everything they can to raise awareness of the situation. But the crucial time to act is now. We do still have time to stop this becoming a catastrophe if we act now. But if we leave it for another couple of months, 3 months, then we're going to see the kinds of images that we've got used to from Somalia and from famines in the past. So it's really crucial that the international community acts now.
Perhaps you could talk to us, Nick, about CAFOD and its role in Niger. Have there been previous projects that you've worked on in Niger? Does CAFOD know the zone very well? And at the moment, what is CAFOD doing?
Yeah, CAFOD has been working in Niger since 2005, mostly on food and nutrition projects, working with Caritas Niger. One of the main things we do is support nutrition centres that work with malnourished children. And I visited one of these centres, and it was heartbreaking to see, you know, extremely thin children being brought in, but also inspiring because within just 3 weeks, you can cure a severely malnourished child by giving them food supplements and the right kind of treatment. And that's the kind of work we're supporting. And it really is saving lives.
You mentioned there earlier the situation in Mali, there was the coup there recently. Obviously, you were talking there about displacement. That must have a huge impact on the situation. You have insecurity and displacement.
The situation in northern Mali is adding to the problem. I mean, this is principally a food crisis caused by a failed harvest. That's the main reason it's happening. But conflict in northern Mali is adding to the problem because it means that people are being forced from their homes and, rather than being self-sufficient, they're forced to rely on help from other people. To make matters more complicated, there was a military coup in Mali last week, which was about the Malian government's response to the fighting in the north, which some soldiers felt was not sufficient. So there's a great deal of uncertainty at the moment in Mali about what's going to happen next. So conflict is adding to this food crisis, but it is principally a crisis caused by a failed harvest.
Do you think lessons have been learned from past crises? You mentioned East Africa there, but there has been so many different areas of crisis. Do you think lessons have been learned, or do you think people are still failing to learn the lessons of the past?
I think lessons have been learned from the past. I mean, as you say, crises do keep happening in this region. This is the front line of climate change. There used to be droughts occasionally. They now seem to be happening more and more often. So another reason this food crisis is so severe in Niger is that a lot of people haven't yet had a chance to recover from the last major food crisis in 2010. And when these crises are happening with this frequency, it's really, really hard for people to cope. But a lot of the projects we're working on are trying to help people be more self-sufficient for the long term. So, for example, supporting community cereal banks in villages, it means that villages can store grain so that even when there's a food crisis, they've still got enough, and they can sell the grain to individual villages at low prices so they're not reliant on local traders. We're also supporting new farming techniques. So, for example, digging kind of half moons in the soil, which means that when it does rain, the water doesn't get drained away. And that should make it easier for farmers to grow crops in the future, rather than just relying on the one harvest each year.
Are you confident that people will get on board and respond to the appeal for funds, respond to the appeal to help these people in Niger and in the Sahel region?
Well, people have been incredibly generous in the past, responding to, you know, the images that we see from Africa of drought and famine. I mean, this time we're trying to act early. We're trying to stop this becoming a catastrophe. So we're not responding to a situation that's already an absolute disaster. We're saying this is a crisis now, and now is the time to act. If we act now, it will be a lot cheaper, apart from anything else. It will mean that we can stop people becoming malnourished rather than trying to deal with the situation once it's already become a disaster. So the main point really is that we need to act in the next few weeks to make sure that this doesn't become a catastrophe.